Hi guys, welcome to episode number 47 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys? How is your business doing? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra and I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have a question, please send it to us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I. TANA styling.com. I'll leave a link below for you, okay? Also remember that you can hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we provide you with inspiration, support, and knowledge to build a successful fashion business. Remember to check out our Etsy store where we have workbooks and planners for your fashion business, and also to check out our monthly subscription, which is the Planner Club, where you get one of those planners a month with support and guidance to build a successful fashion business. So again, welcome to episode number 47. And today we're here to talk about your fashion business strategy. I am going to share with you 3 tips to have a successful business strategy. Okay, so what is a business strategy? What am I talking about here when I say business strategy? I'm talking about having a process, having a set of steps that take place all the time for you to get sales, for you to get customers. So there must be a beginning part where you meet people, connect with people, attract people, right? And then there's a middle part where you develop those relationships, where you nurture those relationships, right? And then there's the final part where they possibly, right, become your customer, they buy something, they register for something, and you make sales, right, and help them. So do you have that system in place already? Okay, do you have that system in place in your business? Are you figuring out right now what's working? Do you need something specific right now? Let me know, okay? But today what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share with you 3 tips to make sure that that strategy that you're putting together or that you're testing right now is successful. So my first tip that I wanna share with you is to be as objective as possible. Okay, so in order for us to grow our businesses, and especially when it comes to this, you know, figuring out our business strategy, we have to be as objective as possible. Okay, look at that strategy, look at what's happening in your business, take a step back and ask yourself, do I have a strategy? Yes or no? And if I do, is it working? Okay, perhaps you are testing different things out and you don't have a set strategy right now, or maybe you do have a strategy and it's creating some results for you, but not what you want, or maybe, it is working, but it's still not bringing the numbers that you want. So let's be objective about this. Are you just starting out and just, if something is working and maybe perhaps you just need a bigger audience for that to work, right? And then you just have to figure out a way to get more people in that funnel, right? Through that process. Or really, have you test things out and nothing has really stuck, like they say, or stick, and nothing is really working? Where are you in this place, right? Be very, very, very clear and very honest with yourself, and you know, don't attach any of the results to you as a person. Okay, this is a business, you're an entrepreneur, you are learning, right? You're testing things out. So if something is not working out, it doesn't mean that you're not intelligent or that you don't have it in you or that you are whatever. Get rid of all those thoughts, okay? This is what business is about. This is about figuring things out day in and day out. So, you know, detach, you know, those thoughts and feelings from the situation and just be honest, right? Be honest at what's happening. Because if we know what's happening, then we can take action and change it around. So my number one tip is to be as objective as possible. Okay. My second tip for you, is to be receptive. So being receptive means that if you're testing something out, or if you're trying different things, or if you've been trying a strategy for a long time, what's happening on the other end of the conversation? Are people asking you the same question over and over again? Or are people giving you the same comment, the same feedback about something? Or no one is really answering? Or a lot of people are answering, but then they don't sign up, right? You have to be receptive to figure out what part of the process is not working out. Right? And again, you have to detach yourself from you feeling bad or anything like that, and just figuring out what's going on. Because if you are receptive, you are gonna get the information that you need to make it successful, okay? When we're starting out, right, and maybe we sign up with a coach, or we sign up for, you know, a very expensive class, and we're putting strategies into practice, sometimes it's really hard to, you know, because we made the investment, or it took a long time, or, you know, a lot of people, for example, they set up these funnels that are really complicated, and then they kind of not want to look at the results or not be receptive to the feedback because they don't really want to change things because it took so much work. But if we want to be successful, we have to, right? And so, because if not, we're just having here a situation that at some point is just not gonna work, right? Depending on the resources that you have, at some point it's just not gonna work. So be as receptive as possible. If someone is asking you the same question over and over again, perhaps you need to create content around that and answer that question in your marketing, right? Or perhaps if you get a lot of feedback that people love what you're offering, but then, you know, they don't take the action to purchase it or sign up, maybe the pricing is not right. Maybe you have to give them an incentive, like a coupon, right, for them to take that action. So be very receptive about all the different things that are happening, because the answers are there. You don't have to be a mad scientist. That's another thing I want to share, you know, because people think like, oh, there's this mystery about figuring out what works. There's no mystery. You just have to, again, the first tip, be very objective. Like, don't get the emotions, you know, not let you see something or have, you know, paint color glasses. Just be as objective as possible, be clear, see what's happening, then be very receptive, listen to what people are telling you, to what your potential customer is telling you, right? And then the third tip is to test and tweak. So if, you know, test something, test it in different ways. And if you find those results, if you see that, oh, this works, or, you know, oh, they told me this and then I should change it, test it again, see if that works. And then once you find that answer, tweak, make the tweak, because a lot of people get answers and then they don't make the tweak. And so they still go in circles. Okay, so again, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a big funnel or if you have a big whatever or the time you invested, that's all part of the process. Just take it all as wins. You learn, you grow, everything, right? And then you're getting this amazing information back, this feedback, and you tweak it. Sometimes, which is the best thing that could happen, is that you tweak something, it works, and then, you know, it works, but maybe still it doesn't give you the numbers that you want, but then you just have to double down on that. Like, that has happened to me a bunch of times where, you know, I put something out there and organically it works, but perhaps the results, you know, they're not as fabulous as you wanted them to be because the audience is not that big or the traffic is not enough, and then you have to invest and do ads or you know, go to a bigger event or whatever it may be, right? So I want to tell you also, you know, in the beginning when I started out, it was really hard for me to do these things, okay, that I'm sharing with you today. It was very hard for me to be objective. It was very hard for me to be receptive. It was very hard for me to test and then make those changes, okay? I was more rigid because, again, I know how what it feels like, you know, if you're paying a mentor, for example, that is really expensive and you're spending a lot of time and energy and money, right, working with someone, and then you just kind of want it to work, right? You're just like, oh, I just want this to work. But you have to change that mindset, because that's not what business is about. You have to be more curious and more adventurous and just get that feedback. And you know, a lot of people, right, who don't have those crazy ideas in their head and they don't feel bad and they don't think about, you know, that, but they're just after the answer, after getting the win, after getting the results they want, they get their way faster. Why? Because they don't let those things, those ridiculous thoughts stop them, okay? So I can guarantee you, right, and from experience, that, you know, if you follow these three steps, you are gonna figure out that business strategy that works for you, and you are gonna have a successful business strategy. So let's do a quick recap, right? The first thing you need to do is to be as objective as possible. Do I have a strategy? Do I actually have a strategy? If I do, is it really working? Is it maybe working on an then I just need to double it down so it works at a higher level, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is, am I being receptive, okay? Am I, you know, taking in the feedback I get from my potential customer or my actual customers, right? Am I letting that information come in, okay? And then the third thing, am I testing enough and tweaking? Once I test, when I get that feedback, once I figure out what's not working, am I making the switch? Am I tweaking things so they actually work? Okay. Again, if you know, these can be a little hard for us if we're closed up and we don't want to make the changes, but if we want our business to succeed, we have to. Okay. So I tell you with all my love, because I've been there, and sometimes I still, you know, go into that mode, because you put so much work, so much effort, so much time into something that you just are like, I just want it to work, right? And especially in this day and age with technology, where things are changing all the time, something that might have worked last month might not work this month. So you have to learn how to be super flexible, and all of these things that I shared in the podcast, these tips, so you can keep going and be successful in what you do. Now, if you need some help with this, I want to let you know that we are actually hosting a workshop inside the Fashion Entrepreneur Club this month, and it's called, let me see here, just to tell you, I don't want to butcher the name. So it's Let's Plan Your Business Strategy Workshop. Okay, very simple. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump together on Zoom, and I'm going to share with you the steps, okay, of the process to put together that business strategy, so we can put it together during the workshop. So everybody who's in the workshop, which is going to be limited space, okay, so we all get to, you know, participate and everything, we're gonna put together the business strategy right there. I'm gonna share with you the steps. I'm gonna walk you through the process. So by the end of the workshop, you have a map of what you should do, okay? And then you're gonna promise me that you're going to apply these tips that we share with you today here, so you perfect the system, right? But if you don't have a system right now and you need it, right? If you don't have a process, if you don't have a strategy, I invite you to join us. Or perhaps you have a strategy, but you want to reevaluate it, right? You are super welcome as well. Or perhaps you have a strategy, but it's still not giving you the results that you want. You can also join us, right, to reevaluate, change things around. And the important thing here is that the strategy I'm going to share with you, right, the map that I'm going to share with you, is going to allow you to switch things around in time, okay? So if something doesn't work, you can switch it by something else, and then if that doesn't work, you can take it back and do something else, because over time things are going to change. But you need the basics, right? You need the strategy, you need the foundation to make this thing work. So the great thing about the workshop is that it's going to be live, and you can ask questions, you can ask for feedback as you put together this strategy with me. So this is going to happen on Zoom, and it's going to happen Monday, February 27th. Okay, it's going to be around 45 minutes to an hour, right, depending on the amount of people that we have, and it's going to be $25. So it's a steal, okay? So if you want to join us, I'm going to share a link below. It's called the Let's Plan Your Business Strategy Workshop. It's happening this February, and you're all super welcome to join us, okay? I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. I hope that you find these tips helpful. And if you want to join us in the workshop, just let me know. I'll be happy to have you. I want to wish you an amazing rest of your week, and I will see you guys in the next episode, okay? Bye, guys.